This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
Past 7 after the hour, this is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, here to discuss the charts, the stories, and the people for the week of May 9th to 13th. Lots of important things being downloaded, if you will. Questions. I think we have more questions than answers, Michael, when you get right down to it, looking at all of these things that are going on and wondering. All of it's piling up. Everything seems to be piling up. There's one pile. You know, I don't know about your kitchen cabinet if it looks like mine. There's a lot of things piled up. And that's kind of the way I feel about what's going on in the world. I would think you would have, it's a yeoman's job to look around and try to figure out what the story list ought to look like every week, because the pile gets deeper, doesn't it?
No question about it. And a lot of the piles overlap with each other. So you have piles connected to piles. And but you said something very interesting. The questions are far louder and more defined than the answers. We're dealing with rhetorical questions. We're dealing with all kinds of possibilities. And as a result, lots of opinion and little fact to base those opinions on. Because even the experts, I mean, even if you talk about COVID, or you talk about the war in Ukraine, or various causes of the economic conditions we're facing, it's good that there are different points of view, but we don't know really what the sources are in terms of true information. I've got the top 10 stories all laid out here for us, if you're ready to go.
Yeah, please, let's go from number 10 to number 1, the story list from Talkers for this week.
All right, number 10, we have wildfires out in the western states, and that ties into the topic of climate change. And number 9, we have a combination of immigration and race relations. At number 8, we have crime and violence, and that's tied with gun control, which always becomes a conversation on talk shows across the country when you have crime and violence, especially gun violence. At number 7, the ongoing saga of Elon Musk and Twitter. At number 6, the January 6th committee, and that's tied with a whole slew of Trump activities. Donald Trump, on one level, he's being investigated and indicted and subpoenaed and all kinds of problems. On another level, he's trying to be the king of the GOP and set the stage for a 2024 comeback. At number 5, we have a continuation of number 6, partisan politics and the elections, from current elections through the midterms, through the presidential election of 2024. It's all on the table. At number 4, COVID-19. At number 3, the economy. At number 2, the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with changes in U.S. foreign policy. And number 1, second week in a row, abortion rights. And that, of course, is it's hard to believe abortion is the number one topic, because talk show hosts usually don't like to talk about abortion, but right now it is center stage.
It's like the three things that lazy hosts would always go to was talking about abortion, talking about whether or not the capital punishment systems work, you know, that sort of thing, gun control. Those are all the lazy man's conversational topics until you get into a situation like now, yeah. Okay, excuse me, you're going to the people list. Yeah,
the people list at number 10, we have Xi Jinping. We have Elon Musk at 9. Congressman Josh Hawley at 8, Mitch McConnell at 7, Joe Manchin is number 6, Dr. Mehmet Oz at 5, Donald Trump is at 4. Number 3 is Vladimir Zelensky, number 2 is Vladimir Putin, and number 1 is Joe Biden. Another crazy week in paradise.
I was thinking of you when the business of climate change and wondering what impacts our weather. Sometimes people go out as far as looking at the sun and the sun storms and what that may be. But this week, my imagination went even further than that, and I'm betting yours did too, because you and I enjoy these stories about what's going on in space and the discovery, or at least I don't know that it's a discovery. It's a visual, some sort of confirmation as to that black hole that's in the middle of our galaxy. And because it is as huge as it is, and you think about our galaxy and the fact that this thing is like, what, 27,000 light years away or some unimaginable distance, and yet that's within our own galaxy, which is one of the smallest galaxies in our sector of the universe, and the universe, I mean, just it back to boggling your mind. We have look all of these things that are troubling us on the story list, and they all seem inconsequential when you look at the enormity of what else there is, what else goes on, how else the universe is shaped. You feel
well,
that way?
Obviously, as Carl Sagan called it, a pale blue dot. Yeah. And on that little pale blue dot is every life that ever lived in the human race, every story of history, every battle, every war, every book ever written, every song ever recorded, every religion, all the family lineages and our history all the way back to the beginning of the human race and life itself. All, everything we know, everybody we know, all exist on that pale little blue dot, a speck in a giant infinite ocean of cosmology.
Yeah, it sounds dramatic, but think about something, again, we can't even begin to imagine. This thing is 4 million times the size of our sun. It's called Sagittarius A. There have been a lot of inferences, but no sighting until now. And this is a photo, sort of.
The way they do this is they're able to tell that black holes are there by the impact they have on the stars that surround them.
Mm-hmm. They suck them in.
So
basically,
they don't just suck them in. What they do is, in many cases, they cause them to go into orbit around them. A black hole has the same basic premise, the same basic effect on the space around it as a star. A black hole is a star whose gravity is so powerful, almost infinite, to the point that light cannot escape it, that even photons, even light cannot get the kind of escape velocity necessary to leave the star. As a result, they appear black, which means they don't appear at all. We can't see them.
Right.
Now we're starting to see them because there's a little bit of a haze around the event horizon, and some of them actually spew out beams of energy. So you can see them. So now with the new telescopes that we have and the amazing technology that astronomers have, we're actually able to now see these black holes, or evidence of them, visual evidence of black holes that before we could not possibly imagine seeing, but we knew that they were there based upon mathematical theory.
Yep. Wow. Also based on, well, I suppose this is a mathematical theory, Einstein's theory of general relativity, which is, I think, what you're referring to, in essence.
Yes.
Predictions that he made well over 100 years ago as to what is out there, energy is never lost. It just changes form.
That's a whole other area of controversy with black holes that the late Stephen Hawking was involved in. And they call it Hawking radiation. The fact that Hawking discovered that actually black holes eventually start to evaporate and given enough time will disappear. All of the stuff that went in them is now going to come out of them.
Yeah.
But we don't know anything about black holes in terms of what they really mean. This is an area of physics where everything that we know breaks down. And with. We're really facing a set of unknowns that are greater than what we do know.
It's hugely important to have a grasp of this, and yet we still are spending a lot of time trying to deal with the issues of the day that seem pretty simplistic as compared to this. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here to discuss with me the stories and the people, more discussing it with you. We continue in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let me take you back to 1997 for a moment. The folks at Calitrin set out to create a drug-free, stimulant-free weight loss product that would be safe for everybody. They tested it. They did studying. They went through all kinds of machinations to come up with Calitrin, which is the healthiest weight loss formula ever created. They're, think about this. They've been around for 25 years. You know, and I know, there are things on the market right now. You can see the ads all over the Internet. You can hear ads on radio and television for these things. They are here today and literally gone tomorrow. Not the case with Calitrin. Hundreds of thousands of successful uses of this. People all over the place talking about their journal to better health. You can get some of their stories by going to Calitrin's website. It's toploss.com. So the underscore here is this is a product that works. Now there are three ways to deliver it. The traditional capsules, the liquid, and now in powder form. Check it all out. And by the way, get to the bottom line. Lose the weight. Keep it off naturally with Calitrin at toploss.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Andy List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, it's now 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison here with Doug Steffen to go where no man has gone. I mean, that's what we're doing.
Well,
right?
I do want to say, since we're speaking about stars and space, I want to throw a plug out for the new Star Trek called Strange New Worlds, you know, to go where no one has gone before. This one's a good one. Finally, after years of crap, the Star Trek producers have decided to please the fans, and this new show is fantastic.
But you know what's so annoying about it? It's on it's a pay service.
Tell me about it.
Instead of going to the movies to see these things on a big screen where they need to be seen, the energy that goes into creating this quote-unquote need to fill the spaces of the streaming outfits that are sending you product that you can only watch on a small screen, it is anathema to me. I find it annoying as hell. Frankly, because a lot of these movies that are out, I'm very interested in, have followed them as long as they have been around, and I want to see them on a big screen. And basically, I'm being told I can't. Even if I want to pay for it, I can't see it on a big screen. It's absurd, frankly.
Well, that's an interesting topic that you bring up, the changes in our culture when it comes to cinema, movie theaters, television and streaming networks. All of this is part of the change we're going through. Of course, I do want to point out, as a counterpoint to what you said, that never before in the history of television have we had such opportunity to have big screens in our house with great sound systems, big, home theaters, you know.
Yeah, that's right. There are big screens around. Okay, let's go back to us to something else that sort of is mind-blowing. We're talking about the stars and the moon and the stuff that's up above and down below. This past week, paleontologists discovered a 66-million-year-old fossilized dinosaur embryo, an unhatched dinosaur. How about that? What does that mean? We could live Jurassic Park in reality. Somebody could take this into a laboratory, conceivably, right, and cook it up. And we've got a dinosaur. Stranger things. You think this movie's coming to real life. Yes. What do you think of that?
I think that every time I turn on TV, I see some kind of a T-Rex running around, and it's Jurassic Park 83.
I know, right. They're all
yeah. It's the same scene. The dinosaur yeah. chasing a guy in a car on a muddy road.
I can't get in. Watching those creatures eat. I don't know.
Yeah, jump. You have to have the obligatory scene where the beast comes down and grabs the poor victim in his jaws and chomps him.
Yeah, right. The end of that. That's it.
That's what's going to happen to us now, for real.
Yeah, maybe. Well, this is a dinosaur egg. It was unhatched. How do you even know what that is going to lead to? If the thing has been... Does that mean the internal side of it is no good, or could we imagine?
As long as there are no two eggs, at least, you know, if it's only one dinosaur, eventually, you know, we'll be able to...
breed him with a rhino or something. Who knows? An elephant.
Gosh.
There we go. Okay, let's talk about number three, the economy. Stock market was mixed this past week, up and down and sideways. There is a question. Actually, the economy is tied to number seven, I think, Elon Musk and Twitter. That's a huge deal that may not happen.
Because I know he's putting it on hold.
Right.
For reasons that I can't figure out. He sent out a tweet that doesn't make sense to me.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have it in front of me, but it just doesn't make sense to me. And if you can find it, we can go over it. If not, just leave it suffice.
No, I can find it.
It doesn't make sense.
We have to pause, though, for a few things for the items of interest from our local stations here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of gas is shooting towards $4.50 a gallon. AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular jumping 2 cents from Thursday to $4.43 a gallon. And many Americans feel stuck.
I'm going to pick up my daughter from college. I'm going to probably use all $115 and then come back, fill up, and so I can get to work as well. I've already committed to certain things, and that's why this is a big shock. I have no choice but to fill up my gas tank and pay this money. There's no other choice.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Elon Musk's bid to buy Twitter might be on hold. Musk tweeting on Friday that his plan to buy Twitter was temporarily on hold over a report of fake accounts on the platform. Right after Musk's tweet, the price of Twitter stock plunged more than 18%. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, authorities in Huntington Park, California, say they seized over 150,000 counterfeit oxycodone pills, which are believed to contain fentanyl. Police also seized 94 pounds of methamphetamines and 2 kilograms of powdered fentanyl, which authorities estimate totals more than $3 million in street value. Former DEA agent Derek Maltz says until we get the border problem fixed, drugs are going to continue flowing across the U.S.-Mexico border.
Mexican cartels are very greedy. They're taking advantage of the weak security at the border. And unfortunately, we have a lot of addicted people in America. We have young kids as young as 13 that are going on social media buying this poisonous fentanyl and dying in their bedrooms.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. And finally, ...165 miles an hour in a 75-mile-per-hour zone. That's what one driver was busted for in Oklahoma. An Oklahoma Highway Patrol trooper pulling over the Dodge Challenger Hellcat recently on the H.E. Bailey Turnpike, calling his actions extremely dangerous. The driver was fined $449. Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
In the fun zone. I don't know how much fun this is. It actually is fun for Michael and I to get together every week and go through all of the things that are weathering the storm, shall we say. The charts from Talkers Magazine.
Blasphemy.
Yes, right.
Way, my gosh. Yeah,
horrible. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here. I'm Doug Steffen. Did you want to talk more about the black hole? What did we say?
No, we were talking about Twitter.
Right.
Musk put out
about
a
black
saying,
hole.
Yeah, listen to this.
Yes. All right.
Musk puts out a tweet. Now, the guy has got a $43 billion deal going. Totally yep. is the center of attention. Everybody's talking about it. And then all of a sudden he, you know, arbitrarily puts out a tweet about Twitter, a tweet saying, listen to this, Twitter deal temporarily on hold, pending details, supporting calculation that spam / fake accounts do indeed represent less than 5% of users. I'm laughing because that is basically saying, hey, we want to make sure that what they're claiming is true, that it's only less than 5% of users. It took me about 2 hours this morning to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
It's convoluted, and basically, he should. That's the thing that's putting it on hold. You know, not like how much money it's making.
Who's he kidding?
I get the feeling, I don't know, there's something about him, I got to tell you, that really makes me unsettled.
Well, and, is it that people like that, people who are able to imagine and create what he's created to create the kind of wealth that he has, there's a genius that goes with that. And usually with genius, there is a bit of dishevelment, if you will. People don't think, the average person doesn't think in a way that would be, that creates, allows you to create all of this wealth. I'm not even sure he set out to make the money. I think he just is quirky enough to have imagined, okay, how do we do pen pal? Or how do we do any, PayPal pen pal.
PayPal, right. Now, but you see what happens. What happens in our society is that we suddenly all just bestow an individual with all kinds of superhuman powers, and we trust them with more than they originally set out to accomplish. In other words, is he a creative genius? Definitely. Has he built some companies that are impressive? Yes. But this whole Twitter thing has taken it to a different level, where there's just acceptance. Oh, yeah, he can buy whatever he wants. He can do whatever he wants, and he's a genius. He knows something we don't know. He's
What's
plugged
that?
In. I don't know. In other words, we bestow other mortals with superhuman powers.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. And I'm going to give you another example of how silly we are. We have, in a way, we've made a hero out of the leader of Ukraine, Mr. Zelensky. As an example of that, he signed a Major League Baseball that was put up at auction this week, sold for $50,000 so that they can create this. There's a fund that's helping the people who have been displaced by the war in Ukraine. So some collector in the Midwest bought a baseball that has nothing. I mean, he's not a baseball player. He's a guy.
But at least, but this is for charity, you know.
No, I understand that. It just, but is he the one now? He's the one getting the attention, so he's the hero of the day. He's the person of the day. He's the one that everybody. I gotta, if he signed a T-shirt or something 2 years ago, would it have been worth anything? No, people didn't even know who the guy was.
Right.
So.
Right. Circumstances create this aura around people in which we bestow upon them more than the facts warrant. That's basically what we're saying. And, look, when Sarah Palin first popped on the scene, who was this brilliant governor of, Alaska?
I'm voting for her. She's cute.
She should be president.
Right.
How about Andrew Cuomo? He ran a few press conferences and called in the National Guard at one of the points in the pandemic when everybody was panicked. Immediately, get Biden off the ticket. Put Cuomo on.
He harasses some of his help.
we're too quick to trust and bestow upon people we don't know, other human beings with superhuman powers. And that's because we're desperate to believe that somebody out there has the answer.
Well, why aren't we desperate to believe in ourselves? Why don't we believe in ourselves? That's
a part of the ongoing
question of the day.
That's the ongoing conflict between the rights of the individual versus the so-called needs of the collective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty amazing. All right, and maybe along that same line of what you were just talking about, who gets to be on the top of the heap? Tom Brady signs a deal with Fox this week to be the highest paid analyst they've ever had, making about as much money for doing that as he is making as a quarterback. And Al Michaels is the one who really started all of this, because at his age, he's my age, he got a deal for $11 million to just do these things on Amazon.
Yeah.
And who's going to listen to these football games on Amazon?
Tom Brady should be a coach, not an analyst. He should be a coach. He's a brilliant football strategist.
Maybe he should do both.
Of the game. Well, I mean, Tony Romo is succeeding beyond anybody's wildest expectations as a color caller.
I thought he had a restaurant chain.
I forgot about Tony Romo's ribs.
It's Tony Roma. It was a different
Roma. I remember that from.
He had some visible girlfriend. That was what his claim to fame was in football. Oh. He had some hot girlfriend. Seems to
Tony Romo is from Central Casting. He is handsome.
Yeah.
He's personable. He's likable. He's smart. And he's the best football color caller I've ever seen. He's stunningly accurate. He tells you what the next play is going to be. He reads the minds of the coaches. He's in a perfect place.
Better than Boomer?
Better than anybody. Boomer, yeah, better than Boomer. Boomer's good, too. But I think Tony Romo's the best color caller in football. I'm not the only one who thinks that, obviously. He's making a fortune and doing very well. As far as Tom Brady, his strength is he's able to look at the field and in one flash of a microsecond figure out what's going on. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's
where to send that ball. Yep. Jessica Simpson was who I was thinking about that dated Tony Romo for quite a long time. Not that that means anything to anybody. It's just one of those passing comments. Back to the countdown. And
I thought you were dating her.
No, but I wouldn't have minded.
Go on. Go on.
Russia and Ukraine. Number two, Finland is moving toward NATO.
Yep.
And there are a lot of people who are supporting them. You know, they have a 830-mile border with Russia. They want protection because they don't trust the Russians. I remember taking a talk radio trip, and going up to northern Finland, driving into Russia on a little back road. There was no customs, nothing. We just drove in a little bus, three or four of us, across the border of Finland into Russia. I don't think you were on that trip with
me. No, I avoided that trip. I remember I was following it. I was involved in setting it up somehow, but I didn't go. And I hear the drive from Norway to the Finland-Russia border was a very long, arduous drive. Do you recall? I do remember that, yes. Yeah, But what was your thoughts? What are your
like
thoughts
Jessica,
about it?
What, no, Finland going into NATO?
No, first, what were your thoughts about being in Russia? In Finland, did you see anything of interest?
It reminded me of going from Massachusetts to New Hampshire. it was no big deal. And at the time, this would be 1996, 1997, somewhere in there. And I just was in awe at how porous the border was. You know, we talk about how porous our border is. The number nine item this week on the story list is immigration problems. All these people, the government's doing nothing. People are coming across the border, mostly the southern border, in throngs, many of them carrying drugs and that stuff. And, you know, I think we want to protect our border. And in this case, apparently things were so cool, calm, and collected between the Finns and the Russians that nobody, literally nobody, paid attention. This was like a back dirt road that we took. The driver knew the road, and so we just went. We didn't have to have passports out. I remember checking. We went to St. Petersburg, which is up in that northern part, not far from Finland, let's call it Leningrad today, or has it been changed back to St. Petersburg? I can't remember. That was the most beautiful thing I saw in Russia. I thought the Kremlin there was fabulous. We had an afternoon with the mayor of St. Petersburg. I remember this guy reminded me of the bad guys that you see on all the TV shows. The bad Russian. But he was very interesting, very charming, very good English. And
his head was shaven,
happy.
And the back of his neck was all wrinkled.
Yeah. He had a triple X on the back of his neck.
Yeah. So let's change gears here. And what do you think about the fact that Finland wants to join NATO?
I think all of these countries need to be in NATO. And then it would be nice if NATO would actually do something.
Do we want NATO to do anything? How would you like for suddenly Russia to attack Finland, and now we have to go to war against Russia to protect Finland?
Come see, come sigh, isn't it? I mean, there's strength in unity, strength in numbers, and the more people that are on there, you know, the Russians say they attacked Ukraine because they didn't want them to join NATO, because they were worried. NATO's not going to do anything unless they're provoked, and even now they've been provoked and they're not doing anything. So, you know, one wonders what all of this stuff, the geopolitical world is so full of themselves.
Well, let's talk a bit more about this on the other side of the break because we've left. We don't have time. All right, next
45,
next week
we'll see. We have time for 45 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
All right, Michael, final thoughts on issues of the week.
Well, as I said earlier, it's a crazy week. We left off with Russia and Finland. Look, anything that further exacerbates Russia's security paranoia is not a good thing.
So you don't think Finland should be a part of NATO?
I whether they're part of NATO or not is their business and NATO's business, but anything that increases our chances to go to war with Russia because they're bugging other people makes me nervous.
What makes me nervous is that one guy can make all this trouble for the entire world. That's what makes me nervous. All right, Michael, thank you. Talk Radio Countdown Show here at 10 before the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Theme from Jurassic Park, but some other somber, sober theme that nobody remembers. All right, Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments time on the DJV program. What do we have playing here, Chucker?
Let It Play Out. That's the theme to Terminator. Everybody knows the theme to Terminator does.
Except me. Yeah, right.
Except you.
I don't like those movies. Hey, did you see that there yesterday in China, an egg, an unhatched dinosaur egg was found? One wonders, can they make this after 66 million years? Can they cook up this egg to create a real Jurassic Park? What do you think?
That's interesting.
That?
I mean, if that theory has any viability, maybe. Who knows? I'm sure somebody would want to give it a shot, though, right?
Right. You say, yeah, of course. There's enough nut birds in the world. I think that's a cool idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as
it doesn't anyway,
mate with a rhino, it'll be all right.
Probably, but I'll try that too. Yeah. We played a theme to Terminator because this day in movie history, May 13th, 1984, James Cameron's Terminator hit theaters. It was a sleeper hit. People didn't know what to expect, probably expected nothing. It made a star out of Arnold Schwarzenegger, showed that James Cameron's one of the most iconic directors of all time. Also really good work by Linda Hamilton and Michael.
Who was married to him at the time.
He wound up getting married to her.
Oh, was
that,
it? He wasn't married to her yet?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, huge divorce settlement. She made a lot of money with that deal. But I liked her a lot, and she was awesome in Terminator, too.
Yeah.
One other thing I just want to point out. Okay, so last night I watched Firestarter, the remake of the Stephen King novel, which was made into a 1984 movie starring Drew Barrymore. I didn't think that movie was very good. I don't know if the source material is actually good, even though it gets acclaim. But I got to tell you, this movie's awful. I watched it on Peacock. It's in theaters. It's a wide release in theaters, and it was day to day on Peacock.
And isn't it? This is a perfect example, Chucker, of having too much, not enough good quality material, trying to get it done on the cheap, creating something that's garbage.
I'm glad you brought that up. On the cheap is an understatement. One, the Zac Efron, who I like, was a star, okay? He didn't look good in this movie in terms of acting. Bad acting, horrible direction, totally uninspired, and it felt production-wise like a 1990s direct-to-VHS release. I mean, it was that low quality. And this is going to play in theaters. See, this is going to hurt theaters post-pandemic. When you put stuff in theaters, it's got to be quality. And this movie's garbage. I mean, I was stunned how bad it was. Other than that, it was perfect. But it was pretty awful. Now here's some good news, Doug. This Maverick Top Gun is getting great, and I mean great reviews. And some call it the definitive work in the career of Tom Cruise. I fell out of my chair when I read that. I mean, he's had a pretty damn good. I mean, you're talking about the guy who starred in Rain Man. You know, I mean, you know, he's had a great career. So that's really good news. That comes out May 27th. Theaters only.
Yep. All right, so Firestarter is described as thrills and chills here. I'm looking at my local theater roundup of what's on this week. A bunch of I've seen a lot of reviews of Doctor Strange that were just awful.
I like it too. I like it. It doesn't deliver on massive cameos, but if you want to just see a Doctor Strange movie, it's very well made and it has enough entertainment value. Compared to Firestarter, it's amazing.
The Northman has some good, like, isn't...
it's got a lot of good reviews.
Yeah, it's violent as hell, though. Oh,
yeah, it's definitely violent. It hasn't done very well. You know, listen, here's the deal. If it's not a big superhero movie or a sequel, a well-known franchise property, movies are struggling. I mean, there's not a lot of original ideas. And that's why these studios who now, you know, when they make a popcorn movie, they have to spend $150, $200 million on these productions, and they're nervous or unwilling to roll the dice on an original property because they don't want to they don't want to crap out and have a big clunker on their hands. Yeah. And that's one of the issues in the industry.
Well, as I told you, I thought the Liam Neeson movie, A Memory, was a very good movie. That's not even playing anymore in a lot of these local theaters. It's gone right to streaming.
Yep.
All right, Hayden Panettiere is making a comeback with Scream 6. What do we think of that?
Well, she was in the TV show Heroes back in the day. She was in one of the Scream movies. It's good for her because it's at least she gets a paycheck for doing it. I wasn't a big fan of the last one. Actually, David Arquette will not be involved anymore.
Because
if you watch the last one, he was.
Right.
Which was
a bummer. Courtney Cox comes back, though.
Yes.
A good paycheck for her. 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.